This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India's approach during ongoing tensions in West Asia has highlighted its strength in building relationships, taking decisive action and managing crises effectively. Addressing a summit organized by a private media group in New Delhi last evening, Prime Minister Modi noted that despite global uncertainty since February the 28th, India continues to move ahead with confidence and a firm commitment to development. Mr. Modi emphasized that the country no longer shies away from challenges but faces them head-on. The Prime Minister said even in difficult war-like situations, the world is recognizing India's policies, strategic thinking and capabilities.
इस समय युद्ध की परिस्थितियों में भी भारत की नीति और रणनीति देखकर भारत का सामर्थ्य देखकर दुनिया के अनेकों देश हैरान है 28 फरवरी से दुनिया में जो उथल-पुथल मची है इन कठोर विपरीत परिस्थितियों में भी भारत प्रगति के विकास के विश्वास के संकल्प के साथ आगे बढ़ रहा है
Scrutiny of nomination papers for Assam, Keralam and Puducherry Assembly elections will be held today. The filing of nomination papers ended yesterday. The last day for withdrawal of candidature is Thursday. Single-phase polling in the two states and the Union Territory will be held on the 9th of next month. Counting of votes will be held on the 4th of May. Meanwhile, campaigning has intensified in Keralam as the nomination filing process concluded. In Puducherry, battle lines are drawn for a fierce electoral contest in the Union Territory. Similarly, in Assam, political activity has intensified, with candidates from all major political parties reaching out to voters seeking public support. In West Bengal, to ensure free, fair and peaceful upcoming assembly elections, approximately 1,920 companies comprising CAPF, Armed Forces of other states, and Indian Reserve Battalions will be deployed in phases. Out of this total, 300 companies of CAPF are scheduled to arrive by March the 31st. This follows the 480 companies already stationed in the state to boost voter confidence and maintain law and order, bringing the total strength to 780 companies upon their arrival. In the Lok Sabha, the discussion on the Finance Bill 2026 will resume today. The bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2026-27. Moreover, Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar is to move the Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Act 2019 bill. The bill seeks to amend the Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Act 2019. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said the income of farmers in the country has increased significantly due to the sustained efforts made by the central government. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Chauhan said incomes of farmers have not only doubled, but in several cases have tripled and even increased up to 8 times. He said the agriculture budget, which was only about 19,306 crore rupees, has now been increased to more than 1,30,000 crore rupees. Air India and Air India Express will jointly operate 24 scheduled and non-scheduled flights to and from West Asia today. In a statement, the flight carriers noted that it will continue operating their respective scheduled services to and from Jeddah with a total of 10 flights between India and Jeddah. A fire broke out at a plywood godown in Bhavana industrial area in the national capital today. The Delhi Fire Service said 17 fire tenders were rushed to the spot. It added that the fire is now under control and no casualties have been reported. More details are awaited. Benchmark domestic equity indices rebounded today and were trading over 1% higher in the forenoon session. The Sensex rose 782 points. To 73,478, while the Nifty advanced 234 points to 22,747 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, services, IT and hospital stocks were gaining the most. And with that, we end this news bulletin.